I'm joined now by Anthony Fury. Anthony's the lead singer with the Young Folk. Good afternoon, Anthony.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. Anthony, tell me first of all about the Young Folk.
What you want to know?
Well, tell us a little bit about what sort of a band is the Young Folk. I know nothing about you, so tell me what sort of a band are you? What sort of music do you play?
To explain it, people say folk because of the name, and usually it changes between a bit of pop, a bit of folk, a bit of alt folk. So people say now in magazines and stuff like that. So we've been together about 3 years now, recorded our debut album and released it about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, what's that called?
It's called The Little Battle.
The Little Battle, great. Why is it called that, Anthony?
Those pictures of carousels. We were very interested in carousels for some reason for a few weeks. And Tony, the bass player of the band, he was taking a few pictures. And they looked really good. We messed around with it. One of our friends, Ethan, messed around with it. Changed around. We're like, that'd be a really good album cover. So we put it on the album. Then we're like, couldn't really call an album Carousel or anything to do with that. So we kind of did a bit of Wikipedia with carousels. And they used to be called Little Battles back in the day because the horses and there was weapons. There was men on the horses.
I can see that. Yeah. Cool.
So that's where it came from.
Very good. And you've also got a new single out as well.
We do. Way Down South brought out 2 weeks ago too.
Excellent.
And that's going really good. There is a track on the album Way Down South, but we went in to re-record it, and people were asking for a radio edit because it was 4 minutes 40 seconds. So we were thinking, how do we cut this down to 3, 3.5 max? So we went in with a lad now that we're recording some new songs with, Gavin Glass. So we can kind of completely change it. Awesome, because we got a brass player in, trombone player Alex. So we kind of changed the fit, in a way the brass. So it's a bit different. So it's if you're getting the album, you're not getting the exact same single, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's not the same version. So it's worthwhile buying the album and the single, obviously. Yeah, because they're slightly different. Very important to have a good radio edit as well.
It is, yeah. We learned that. Like, we actually start writing now in smaller pages. We don't use A4 pages anymore. Yeah, it's too much to write on an A4 page.
Yeah, it gets too long, and the radio people don't like that, I can tell you. tell me, you're out as part of the Sound Waves Festival that's on out in Skerries at the moment, and you're playing tonight, are you?
We're playing tonight about 8 o'clock, I think, before Book of Brass Band and Jerry Fish. So really looking forward to that, because we hung out with them a few times, Jerry Fish and Book of Brass Band, and it's always a nice vibe.
Excellent. And what venue is that on in Skerries tonight?
To be honest, I'm not really sure exactly the name of the venue.
Okay.
It's in Skerries Town.
I don't have it here, I don't think either. I'll have a look through the notes that John sent me and I'll see if I can find it as well. Skerries is not too big. I know Skerries very well, there's not too many places it could be on, so I'm sure if you pop out to Skerries, someone will point you in the right direction anyway.
I'll be very easy to find, yeah.
Surely will. What have you planned for tonight? How long is your set there tonight?
We were told between 1.5 hour 45 minutes. So at the moment, actually, Nicole's in the rehearsal studio. We're going over 2 or 3 new songs that we may or may not play. It just depends how comfortable we are tonight. So we're just trying out new songs because we have a lot of gigs coming up, especially in the bars tomorrow night and Cypress Avenue on Tuesday night, just to try a few new things, especially the build-up to the finale gig at Button Factory. We were meant to play Castle Bar, and now that's got pulled. I'm not sure exactly the reasons why, but we just got told we got pulled. And there was a few other bands, and a band called Morrissey and Marshall, they were meant to play, I think it was yesterday or today, and their gig got pulled as well. So I think a lot of them gigs at the moment are getting pulled out there.
Yeah, I suppose that's the commercial reality of a lot of
it's
it.
Kiddies,
yeah, it is. And tell me, is this
bands playing and
Yeah, no,
band, you want to try to get your music out there as much as possible.
It is. It's a difficult one. And tell me, are you do you guys do this full time, or is it a part time, or where are you at the moment along that scale?
Out of 4 of us do it full time. Now I'm the one that's left with a job at the moment, but it looks like I'll be leaving my job soon. I have to. Yeah, one of the lads, Paul, the pianist, he sings also in the band, and he was an SNA. So he worked in a school for 7 years, and he left this year.
Right.
So his job was a lot more important than my job, so the pressure's on me now.
Pressure's on. It is. If you're the only one left, the pressure's definitely on. I just found out where you're playing. You're playing in Skerry's Mills tonight at 8 o'clock.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. Now you, at least now you know where to go. You won't be driving around Skerry's all night wondering, where the hell are we playing? Yeah, as you said, with Jerry Fish and the Booker Brass Band, and you're even get a mention here, the Young Folk. You're on. Tickets are €15. I'm sure there's probably still some available if you want to pop along there to hear the lads. So will you be? I know you said you'd try some new stuff tonight, but will you be featuring the new single?
Yes, for sure.
Which version?
For sure. We don't know which way though.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We've tried the new version twice now. It seems really, really good. We're confident at it, but it just depends what mood we're in at the time. We usually leave it to one of the last three, maybe four songs in the set. So it just depends then. If we're all confident, we'll go for the new version. But if we're not, we'll stick with the old.
Stick with the old one. So we'll leave that hanging there, and people have to go along to the gig to see which version you play. What would you guys like to do? I mean, where would you like to see yourselves going, you know, over the next 6, 12 months, year and a half, whatever?
Maybe to make a career out of it. It's very hard. I grew up in a musical family, and I know exactly what it's like to be a part of a family that can struggle every so often, or maybe most of the time with music. You don't know whether you're going to have a gig. You don't know whether you're going to get paid for the gig. You don't know how far it is away, petrol, stuff like that. So in a way, I think all of us want to try and make a career out of it. We all have plan B's. I think we're all going to join a wedding band.
So that's
no, you're kidding. So try and make a career out of it. It'd be great to travel. Well, we travel, actually. We were one of the lucky few. We travel an awful lot. Scandinavia, we got to America a few times, England a few times, Scotland, and I think next stop now, we're off to France and Germany next year, to start next year.
Okay.
So, yeah, to try and make a career.
Okay, Anthony, listen, I'll let you get back to rehearsals and get yourself organised for this evening, and good luck with the gig tonight. I hope it goes well for you.
Thanks very much for having me.
Not at all. That's Anthony Fury there, lead singer with the Young Folk.